Naatah at lichas lakshit, si atlsish tlitlisa apt adam, no puchil atlish. Hayu no puchil atluk asatsiml, ah atla chach, chachitsuml. Takas utasna, lah, tlahuyi, umatsuk, quayin al, aatika. Today is Saturday, July 11th. We're going to continue talking about thanks today. And the first thing I would like to ask you is about your read-through of Unit 11. Unit 11 is more complete than most of the units I've made available to you this summer. And last night I asked you to read through it. And right now I'm interested in your comments, feedback, questions, and other observations on what you read. Thank you, Della. Della talked about the exercises and the explanations around them and said that they were useful for someone who's looking for something to practice and needs some suggestions. Another thing that you might have noticed is new in this unit is comments on the conversations. There were a few comments directly following the conversations to give them a little more context. So anything you have to say about those, I will also be interested in. We have a question about the translations of some of the vocabulary words. You'll notice that some of the verbs have an it in their translation. For example, chimkstup, make it happy. Uakstup, uksukstup, also translated as make it happy. Ha-wa-wiksh, invite it to a meal. That it might strike you as odd because some of these things, especially inviting to a meal, are things we do to people, not things. So why doesn't it say invite him or her to a meal? And the reason for that is that that would take up too much space. So you're right that the it is just an abbreviation for him, her, them, or it. And it shows that this verb is a transitive verb. Sometimes you can, but often you cannot tell just by looking at or listening to a verb whether it takes an object. That is it something that one participant does, or is it something that a participant does to a second participant? Whenever you see an it in the translation of a verb, that's a clue that it's a transitive verb. That is, it has two participants. One participant does something to a second participant. That's what that it is shorthand for. Another shorthand you'll find in the word glosses is ing for continuous and repetitive aspect. So verbs like ha'uk, which are in the continuous aspect, are translated with an English ing form, eating, ha'uk, eating. But a verb that is in the complete aspect, I try to translate with an English plain verb form, such as sukwit, take it, complete aspect. Those are a couple of shortcuts in the glosses. Does that answer your question, Tess? So Tess is noticing that the ending for you in the strong mood is sometimes its and sometimes itsk. That is a dialect difference. Tloquits, Ahausits, and Heshquits say itsk. That's their strong mood ending for you, itsk. It ends in a K, and the purpose of that K is to agree with you. K is a common ending that to agree with in person with you. But one of the features of Northern dialects, including yours, Tess, is that your dialect does not use that K. So in your dialect, the ending for you in the strong mood is just its. Glottal stop, I, C. There is no K in your dialect. This is one of the most noticeable differences between Central and Northern, which are otherwise very similar dialect groups. This is one of the most noticeable differences, the difference between Ush-chak-shit-itsk versus Ush-chak-shit-its. So Ciela is noticing the ending up on the word ha-uk-up. For example, in the thanks unit, East Berkeley Sound version, conversation 3, we have the sentence, Ush yakshitle itz ha'ukwap si'ya. Thank you for feeding me. Ush yakshitle itz ha'ukwap si'ya. You know that ha'uk means eat. What is the up doing there in ha'ukwap? That is the causative ending, and it basically adds a participant And the new participant is a causer, someone who makes or lets another person do something. So ha'uk by itself refers to one person eating. But ha'ukwup refers to two participants, one of which makes or lets the other one eat. So that's how up adding up to ha'uk gives us the word ha'ukwup, which means feed. Ha'uk, eating. Ha'ukwup, he or she is feeding him or her. Another example of the causative ending is in conversation four. Thank you for having me. Ushakshitlayets hish up siya. Hish up has the causative ending. Hish by itself means one participant is at a place. Hish up means one participant makes or lets another participant be at a place. In other words, A hosts B. Does that answer your question? I should add that the words to make someone happy, which are uakstup or uksukstup in Barkly Sound dialects, and chimkstup or chumkstup in central and northern dialects, also have the causative ending in them. Whenever a verb ends in a p, it's a good bet that that p represents the causative ending, whose purpose is to add a participant who makes or lets someone else do something. So we have several examples of causative verbs in this unit. Other comments on Unit 11 based on your read-throughs? We have a question about the Cayucan-Chequelcid version of Unit 11, Conversation 2, 2A, where a person A says, "I want to give you this." O ye maqts ah sotil. O ye maqts ah sotil. Tess, please state your question again. Oh, thank you for pointing that out. So we're now looking at the B responses in the Cayucan-Chequelcid version of Conversation 2. One of them is tlako hin hini yiksichil. Yes, that should be in. Should be in. In fact, though, speakers say both. So you hear both tlako in and tlako hin. And this is just one example of the general weakness of the consonants glottal stop and H in Nuchanalth. And it's not unusual for speakers to switch them for each other. So most people say hoh takshieh for learning, starts with a plain H, hoh takshieh. But one Ucluelet elder typically says oh takshieh with a glottal stop. The name of the Tloquet village of Isawista actually starts with an H, Hisawista in Nuchanalth, Hisawista. But that H is so weak that English speakers misheard it as starting with a vowel, and that's why it's spelled in English Esawista, starting with ESOW. So in writing, I try to always write in but here I was copying this from my notes, which are freer in transcription, and I forgot to change it. So I will change it, but that's only because I like usually write in. It's not at all wrong to say hin, and you've probably heard both. Yes, we have a question about the sentence in conversation three. Ush yakshitla it's ha'ukwapsiya in the Barkly Sound version. Ush yakshitla it's ha'ukwapsiya. Yes, this is one person thanking another person. Thank you for feeding me. So this is spoken by the guest to the host. And you'll notice that the first word, ushakshitleitz, is marked with you. So that's the part that means thank you. And then the last word in the sentence, siya, means me, because I'm the one who was fed. No, you'll find if you want a list of all the pronouns in Nuchanalth, and there aren't very many, look in the first words. First words under pronouns. Carla, did I see your hand? I'd better start the recording. The sentences I'm going to give you now in East Barkly Sound dialect and in Hausa Tloquet dialect are thank you singular for feeding me singular, thank you plural for feeding me singular, thank you all plural for feeding us plural. In East Barkly Sound dialect, Ush yakshitle its ha'ukwap si'ya. Next, Ush yakshitle itsu. Ha'ukwap si'ya. Third, Ush yakshitle itsu ha'ukwap ni'wa. In Hausa Tlokrit dialect, those three sentences would be Ushchak shit itsk haukap si chil. Next, Ushchak shit itsush haukap si chil. Last, Ushchak shit itsush haukap nihil. There are subtle differences in the pronouns from dialect to dialect. They don't generally affect understanding, but you will have to learn exactly how the pronouns are pronounced and used in your dialect. And the best source for that is the first words. Look in the first words under pronouns, and you will see the complete list of Nuchanov pronouns there. It's not a very long list. So we have a question about those sentences, the sentences that mean thank you for feeding me or for feeding us. Lindsay noticed that some changes happened to the ending of the first word. Other changes involved changing the pronoun that is the last word in the sentence. And the question is, do most changes of that kind affect the mood endings? And the answer is, it really depends on the verb. One of the things that you're told to do in Unit 11 is look at all of the different ways of saying thank you, break them down, really understand what they mean because they are meaningful. And each of these different thank yous says something slightly different. One says, you have been useful, you've done me a favor. Another says, you have been kind. Another says, I acknowledge you. So these are all different. One of the ways in which they're different is whether it involves me doing something to you or you doing something to me. In English, thanking is something that I do to you, right? I thank you. And Nuchanov has words like that. Atekshit is like that. Atekshit is something that I do to you. I acknowledge you. But many other thank yous in Nuchanov are things that you do to me. Ushchak shititsk, you have been useful. That's something that you do. Machtakshitlitz in Northern dialect. You have done a good deed. That's something that you do. In the sentences we were just using, thank you for feeding me, we were using the default safe thank you, oosh yakshit in Barkley Sound and oosh chakshit in Central. And oosh yakshit is something that you do to me. Oosh yakshitlitz, you have been useful. You've done a favor. Oosh chakshitlitzk, same meaning. So if the people doing the favor are plural, that's going to be reflected on the mood ending on that word. But that could be different in a different sentence depending on what verb we're using. Does that answer your question? For example, yeah. So for example, if you do us a favor, the mood ending will agree with you. Ushchakshitlitzk nihil. But if we acknowledge you, the mood ending agrees with us. Atikshit nish sutif. We acknowledge you. We're almost, but not quite to noon, so we're gonna end early and then come back at 12:25, take an early lunch, and also start again early after lunch. I'll just give you one announcement and one preview of the afternoon lecture. The announcement is I have finished improving the volume and voice quality of the lecture recordings, and I've re-uploaded them. The audio files are there on the web, but I have not updated all the links yet. So you might find that the links you want are not there, but I should finish updating those this afternoon. The preview I want to give you about this afternoon's lecture is that its general topic will be how to link sentences. When you say more than one sentence at a time, how does that affect the structure of those sentences? To be continued after lunch. George, how's it? Go eat.